This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination, where you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind, out of your heart, and out of your body, so you can live a bigger life. If your podcast app is set to skip silent sections, disable that in your app settings for this podcast. This is a time to get away from all the distractions of your phone, social media, scrolling through email or the news. It's a time to recalibrate your body with your mind and reintegrate your soul, your mind, body, and spirit with God's presence and God's spirit. So to begin, lie flat on your back or sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms and close your eyes so that you can better see with the eyes of your heart. And when you're ready, begin to take in deep breaths in through your nose and send the air all the way down into your belly, using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. Feel the breath coming in through your nose, into your belly, feeling your belly rise with each new breath. You don't have to be self-conscious about your belly rising because nobody is looking at you right now. And on your next in-breath, sending the air deep into your belly and hold it for just a moment until it becomes slightly uncomfortable. And then when you release your breath, say quietly to yourself, "Relax." And notice and feel the muscles throughout your entire body soften, your entire body feel heavier, letting go of clenched muscles, easing tension throughout your body. Focus your mind on feeling this sensation with every out-breath, letting your out-breath be a little longer than your in-breath, and feeling your body letting go a little bit more with each out-breath, letting your mind and body become more still and quiet with each breath. Breathing in through your nose, breathing out, feeling your body letting go of holding yourself up, letting go a little bit more with each out-breath, the muscles throughout your entire body softening, and your body feeling heavier and sinking more and more into the surface that you're on. And focus on the sensation of that feeling, letting every muscle in your body fall toward the ground as if completely letting go of holding yourself up. And focus your mind on feeling what that feels like all throughout your entire body. Focus on what that feels like in your scalp, to let go of tension in your muscles in your scalp or behind the back of your head or in your forehead or your temples. Focus on releasing the muscles around your eyes and behind your eyes and in your eyelids. With each exhale, focus on letting go of tension in your face, your cheeks, letting your cheeks drop, letting your face feel heavy, falling toward the ground, completely letting go of any expression, letting your jaw completely release, and even focusing on the muscle of your tongue completely lying there and letting go, all the way deep into the back of your throat, letting your tongue just lie there. See if you can do that. Your whole face, letting go of any expression, letting go of all tension in all the muscles of your face, your head, your neck. Breathing in through your nose, using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise. And as you breathe out, letting go of tension now in your shoulders, letting your shoulder blades fall toward the ground. Release. Let go. Breathing out. Relaxation into your arms now, letting that flow down your arms, into your wrists, and hands, fingers, and thumbs. And feeling your hands, feeling your arms just lying there, released of all burden, feeling heavy. Letting go of any tension in your chest, your abdomen, your diaphragm, any tension in your stomach muscles, your gut. Breathing in through your nose, and as you make your belly rise with your in-breath, let go of your breath and let go of all the tension in your gut muscles, all the visceral anxiety you may be holding in your stomach muscles. Letting that release. Now down to your hips. Sometimes your hips can be tight and you not be aware of it. See if you can focus on releasing any tension in your hips. Your pelvic muscles, and around to your back, your buttocks muscles, your lower back. Your upper back, releasing tension, letting go of tightness. Softening your muscles throughout your entire torso. And feeling your torso and your shoulders, your arms, your neck, your head just lying there heavy, falling toward the ground. Now letting go of any tension in your leg muscles, your thighs, hamstrings, calves, knees, shins, your ankles. Letting your legs just lie there heavy, both legs, falling toward the ground. Your feet, toes. Just become aware of what your feet feel like, the tops of your feet, the bottoms of your feet, your 10 toes, your heels. And now just feel your entire body all at once, your feet, your head, your legs and arms. your shoulders, your back, your torso, your stomach muscles. And just feeling all at once your entire body letting go of tension, releasing tightness. Focus on the sensation of what that feels like. Your whole body feeling heavy. And your awareness in your mind of feeling your body, almost as if your mind is going within your body and feeling your body from within. Too often we as Christians are guilty of somehow seeing our body as unrelated or disconnected from our connection with God, as if our connection with God happens on the spiritual level, that God is concerned mainly with our spiritual lives, that our spiritual lives are our way we walk with God, and that the body is something less important than our soul, a kind of shell, holding our true self, our real soul, but it's not who we really are. And if we adopt this unbiblical way of thinking about our body, we're not really going to be able to walk with God throughout our day. Your body is not like some external shell or a car you drive for a while that's ultimately going to end up in the junkyard. It is intentionally and eternally and intricately part of who you are forever, who God made you to be forever. This is what David is saying in Psalm 139. Talks about me or I as being the same thing as his body, and how God's intimate and intricate work in him as something that is God's focus on and active in his body. So in Psalm 139, verse 13, David says to God, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb." Now remember, this is poetry. So David is using poetic imagery, using language of imagination, in order to understand a deeper truth about who he is, about specifically God's intimate care in creating David's body. But notice again who is the me David is talking about. He says, "You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Now the I there, the me, is the body David is talking about poetically as something God intimately knitted together, as if God is working on something very intricate and important to him and taking his time. And so he says, "I praise you, for I," the me, the real self of David, "am fearfully and wonderfully made." And David is talking about his body. Well, he's talking about his entire self that includes his body. So he says, "Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." When he talks about being knitted together, it's like when he says in verse 15, he is intricately woven, that God is intricately weaving, intricately knitting every part of his body together. Again, this is poetry, it's imaginary language, but it's an imagination of a deeper reality, an unseen reality. Now, Jesus quoted the Psalms more than any other Old Testament book, and on one occasion he even said that David was speaking by the Spirit when he wrote the Psalm, and so Jesus had this really high view of the Psalms being the words of God's Spirit, and that's why they are the most quoted book from the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Scriptures, in his teaching. And so, to have the view that Jesus had of the Psalms, to have the view of what Jesus had for this psalm here, Psalm 139, we realize that it's a psalm of imaginary language given to us ultimately by God's Holy Spirit. God is teaching us something about ourselves. God is teaching you something about you, that your body is part of who God made you to be forever, that God made you when He made your body. You were formed by God. He knitted you together, intricately woven together. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is an act of praise. It's an act of awe about God's power and glory. You, your body, you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. You are awesome as a work of God. Your body is eternally part of God's powerful work in your life forever. God created you, and He created you when He created your body. God loves your body as much as He loves you, which is infinitely so. God loves every cell in your body, intricately woven together, knitted together. God focused, fearfully, wonderfully making you. So to have a biblical view of your body means to embrace your whole body as beloved by God, as an important part of who you are forever. You are your body. You're more than your body, but you're not less than your body. This is why biblical salvation includes the resurrection of your body when Jesus returns. It's why Paul says the redemption of our body is the hope for which we were saved in Romans 8, 23 and 24. The transformation of your body is part of the gospel promise in Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. A body restored to eternal beauty and glory and righteousness and eternal life. There's never a dichotomy between body and soul in the Bible. They are ultimately the same thing. The dichotomy is not between body and soul, but it's between inner and outer. Not literal, but poetic. A deeper reality of what is truly you versus just the outer, what is seen by others. So, outwardly in this Genesis 3 body, we are wasting away, but inwardly, we are being renewed, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16. Inwardly, we are being transformed from one degree of glory to another, he says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. So your Genesis 3 body is shedding this outer part, this Genesis 3 body of death. It's kind of like a snake shedding its skin. Outwardly, the skin is dying, but inwardly a new skin is being renewed, formed. And this is kind of a picture of how we see our bodies now biblically. There is the seen reality of a body dying eventually, a Genesis 3 body of death. And then there is the unseen reality of a body being renewed and redeemed and transformed to be like Christ's glorious body. So the Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:16, "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." So he says in verse 18, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Now, fixing our eyes is what he's talking about, the eyes of our heart. Seeing what is unseen is something we see with our imagination. We're envisioning an unseen reality, something very real, but unseen right now. And the real and the unseen is the inner self, the inward of who we are eternally. And it's not just the soul, but it's our body. The redemption of our body, he says, is the hope which we will be saved. The transformation of our body is the promise of the gospel. Not a new body, but a transformed body, inwardly being renewed until the outward becomes the inward. So you have to see your body with the eyes of your heart. You have to see your body now poetically. God intricately and intentionally and intimately creating you when he created your body. God loves your body right now. He intricately wove it together. He knitted it together in your mother's womb in the poetic way of caring about every detail of your body, creating fearfully and wonderfully every detail of your body. And God has this eternal plan for your body. He inhabits your body now by his Spirit as his temple on earth. And so there is an outer sense of your body that will die, and there is an inner sense of your body that is forever and will be forever transformed and redeemed and renewed when Christ returns and gives your body an eternal resurrection of glory and beauty and righteousness and spiritual transcendence. And that is the inner reality of your body right now. But you have to see it with the eyes of your heart. You have to see the unseen by seeing your body poetically. Seeing your body now as the temple of God's Spirit is seeing your body poetically. This is why an important part of Christian meditation is to focus on reconnecting your mind with your body, focusing on mentally inhabiting your body from within, so to speak, feeling your whole body, learning to feel the life energy of your entire body that God gives to your body, every cell in your body. Learning how to do that is an important way of letting go of tension in your body, releasing tightness in your muscles. By experiencing God's infinite presence and intimate love and intricate care through this kind of biblically guided imagination of envisioning and experiencing the Spirit-written truths of this psalm into your mind and into your body. David says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." Now, my soul is in synonymous parallel with his body. His body is part of his eternal soul. You formed, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So take in a deep breath in through your nose into your belly, letting your belly rise with the intake of new breath. And as you release your breath, focus on feeling the sensation in your entire body. You are fearfully and wonderfully made because your body is fearfully and wonderfully made. It is a wonderful work of God. God formed your inward parts. God knitted you together, lovingly, intricately wove you together. This is a poetic way of saying God was so involved in every detail because he loved every moment of it. He cares about every cell in your body. He loves every cell in your body. He loves you at the level of every cell in your body. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is part of God's fearful and wonderful works forever. Feel that in your body now. your whole body, you're reconnecting with your body and therefore reconnecting your body with the reality of your connection with God. God's infinite and intimate and intricate and intentional care and love and presence with you, presence in your body. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineer is Diego Huaman. Look for a new episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning.